I can recall another one, like, in, you know, I think it was in 85, like, when all that androgynous shit was going on. And what was wild was that the guy who looked the most like a bitch was getting all the women. Even I had the Jerry curls coming out, and I had my stick to the side and all that. If you wearing baggy shit now and you acting hard, if you from L.A., you motherfuckers was wearing some things. We in the club, we get our groove on, shaking it up. And Prince came in. That's when Purple Rain came out, and Prince was the shit, you know what I'm saying? Prince had on it was like a Zorro-type outfit. It had the ruffles that come down in the front. He had the big perm stuck down and all that. And his mustache and everything that was drawn on his face. And it looked like something that a figure skater would wear, you know what I'm saying? And he was with his whole crew, and he had this other cat named Mickey Free. And Mickey Free was like the new cat in Shalimar, that when he joined the group, I heard mad cats like, yo, Shalimar got a new girl in there, man. That bitch fine like a motherfucker. They was talking about Mickey Free, man. Okay? Mickey Free is not a girl, all right? They came over where we was at. Prince started talking to my brother.
Hello, Eddie Murphy.
Prince, what's up?
I'm a big fan of your comedies.
Ooh, that's hot, Prince.
Would you like to come to my house and listen to some music?
Ooh, that's cool. Fruity, get the car.
Assemble your crew. I'll be outside.
We went up there. We get there, he puts the tracks on. Tracks were slamming. You know what I mean? We listening to the music and everything. We grooving at the crib. They had girls over there. Yeah, nice environment. It was tight.
This bores me. Is anyone up for a game of basketball? How about you and your friends versus me and the revolution?
So I was like, this nigga must be joking, man. I don't know where he's going with this. But he was dead serious. He had his helper or whatever go and get some like shorts and sneakers and gave them to us. And laughing, I'm like, this is gonna be some funny ass shit. So they come out, right? And I look at them and they still got on the same shit they be wearing at the club. It was wild. I was like, I know they ain't thinking about playing ball in that, but they were. I said, hey, you know what?
You know what we're gonna call this? The shirts against the blouse.
And when I said that, this look came on his face. He asked really. And I'm looking back at him thinking to myself, you know, what are you angry about? I mean, you know where you got that shirt from. And the damn sure wasn't the men's department. I mean, I kind of learned something that day. Don't never judge a book by its cover. This cat could ball, man.
Play ball.
He was crossing cats. Like, I crossed here. Made my knees stand together. He was getting rebounds like Charles Barkley, snatching it down.
Shoot the J. Shoot it!
Run a play. Computer blue. Darling Picky.
They was kind of setting these fruity picks, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you be trying to check Prince, and then you got this cat standing behind you, and he's getting close to you, and his hands is out like this. You don't really want to be bent over in front of a cat like that. You know what I'm saying? Prince was incredible. Prince, you got a towel, man? It's kind of hot out here, man.
Why don't you purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka? Good. In your face, Charlie Murphy. Good. Good hustle.
Yo, man, I'm not on your team.
I mean, it wasn't even like it was close. It was a landslide victory.
Game. Blouses.
I was there. I seen it. You don't believe me? You think I'm making it up? You think I'm trying to, enhance the story because I'm involved? I'm trying to give myself an excuse for losing because I'm telling you a story about Prince, I dare you to challenge Prince to a game of ball one-on-one. Challenge him! All right? And make sure your people is there to see the game. Because you might get embarrassed. Trust me.
All right, he beat you in basketball, and then what happened?
After it was all over, he took us in the house and served us pancakes. Well, I gotta admit, it's a good game.
I wish I could say the same for you and your crew of flunkies. Do you guys want some grapes?
I mean, you know, there's some great storytellers in the world that we live in today, man.
Bitches.
Who the f*** can make up that?
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
Hello there, this is Helwick welcoming you to yet another Autopsy Report Dead Tapes. We've got a great show for you, so stick around for this. But first off, we've got a band from London in England. They're called Superfector, and this is their brand new single. It's called The Abyss.
Yeah. Nobody argued on the place. I don't think the prior government had the vision of flying airplanes in that place.
Yeah. flame of life. From hatred they will die. Power kept in my control. Themselves a cage with mine.
You had Superfecta there from London and England with The Abyss, and you get them on Facebook under Superfecta Rocks. And then Zentrix with Dark Enemy. After that, you had Death Perception with Normalcy Bias. They're from Hamilton in Ontario, Canada. Facebook's got them under 333DP. Then you had Gales of Avalon from Calgary, Alberta, Canada with Ashes. And Facebook has them under Gales of Avalon. After that, you had Annihilator with Human Insecticide. And then Grau from Stockholm in Sweden with Dead Old Eyes. Facebook has them under Grau Official. That's GRAOFFICAIL. Okay, we've got a band from Sydney, Australia coming up called The Lockharts, and this is Ride Home.
www.autopsyreport.co.uk.
We'll be right back.
We've just had the Lockharts there from Sydney in Australia with Ride Home. Facebook's got them under the Lockharts. Then Violence with Kill on Command. After that, Morgan Grau from Austin in Texas with Forced Exodus. You can get them on ReverbNation.com/MorganGrau, MorganGaau. Then you had Misanthropic Existence from the UK's Midlands with Sacrificial Slaughter. And Facebook has them under Misanthropic Existence. Then you had Death Angel with Thrashers. And Lamori with Until Death Do Us Part. They're from Meriham in Finland. And you can get them under Lamori Music. L-A-M-O-R-I Music. Alright folks, it's time for this. Na-da. Na-da.
Na-da. Vicious Enterprises. Band of the
Week. Distorted from Montreal, Quebec, Canada are your Band of the Week this week. They are Phil Ranger on vocals, Max Arsenal on drums, Vincent Russo on guitars, Felix Boursier on bass and backing vocals, and Alex Grinden on guitars. They say this whole thing started when founding members Max Arsenal and Max Pellissier, not too sane in the first place, they said, got together to share their ideas. Having too many Maxes in the same room naturally led to some conflict of identity, and for that sprung Psychophrenia in 2012. Bringing some nervous impulse to the mix with the addition, not long after, of Felix Boursier to take care of the bass frequency, the trio was ready to stir up madness and explore the confines of their mental disability. That's when they got into terminal phase and got back stronger, with Alexandre Guiden to tie their strings and lead the spreading of what was to come. Still, they need to find a way to shout their madness to the world. They immerse themselves into the deviant and insane mental realms, till they brought forth, through the band Demise of a King, Phil Ranger to front this force that now comes to you, called Distort Head. The track we're going to play for you today is called Guidance. We'll be right back. Okay, folks, that was Distort Head from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. That track was Guidance. You can get them on facebook.com/distortheadband. And that was your band of the week. Coming up, we have Hammer Drone from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And this is The Waiting Throne.
Shut up! torn up inside. 'Cause I'm calling out to you.
You've just heard Calling Out to You there by Ignescent. They're from Chicago in Illinois in the USA. And you can get them on Facebook under Ignescent Music. I-G-N-E-S-C-E-N-T Music. Before that you had Onslaught with Thrash Till the Death. And before that you had Hammerdrone from Calgary, Alberta, Canada with The Wasting Throne. You can get them on Facebook under Hammerdrone Metal. Okay, next up we have a band called The Lazies. And they're from Sydney in Australia. This track is called Nothing But Trouble.
You're a hurricane, a story to tell, the roar of a lion looking to raise hell. Alive!
You heard The Lazies there from Sydney in Australia with Nothing But Trouble. Facebook's got them under The Lazies Official. Then after that you had the one and only Judas Priest with their brand new single Lightning Strike. Then Sectorial from Bjorka in Kiev in the Ukraine with Predator's Instincts. Facebook has them under Sectoria UA. After that you had Red Cane from Calgary, Alberta, Canada with Snake Bouquet. Facebook's got them under Red Cane Official, REDCAIN Official. Then you had Newstead, as in Jason Newstead from X and Metallica, with As the Crow Flies. Then you had Primordial from Dublin in the Republic of Ireland with Stolen Years. Facebook's got them under Primordial Official. Okay, almost time for us to go, but just before we do, I'd like to say some thank yous. First off, I want to thank all the radio stations for playing the Autopsy Report and the Dead Tapes week in, week out. I would like to thank all the PR people for sending us the bands and the bands for sending us the tracks week in, week out. I'd also like to thank viciousenterprises.net for letting us use their servers week in, week out. I'd also like to thank all the listeners for listening in and sending us their thoughts and their requests. If you wish to do that, by the way, you can do it one of two ways. Our contacts are either on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/autopsyradio, or our main page, which is autopsyreport.co.uk. If you're a PR bod that deals in rock and metal, or you're a band that deals in rock and metal and you wish to get some tracks listened to and played, then you can go onto our site and get our email addresses, and you can send us tracks in MP3 format with an electronic press kit. If you do that for us, we should give them a listen and we will give them a play on the show. Just want to thank Graeme D as well, before we go, for letting me on the air every week and for making the amazing Autopsy Report radio show. Okay, got one more track before we leave. This is an amazing track. It is by a bunch of Texans called ZZ Top. This is off the Eliminator album. This is called Sharp Dress Man. I have been Helwick. This has been the Autopsy Report Dead Tapes for another week. Thank you very much for sticking around. And I wish you a good night. See you later.
have been listening to me.
www.awesomesreport.co.uk.